So we're still, can you hear me all right? Yeah. We're still seated within the mandala. And within the mandala, all sorts of magical things happen. And particularly around the center of the mandala, all kinds of transformations can take place. So we now seem to have this deep pool of water which is being watched over by the Buddha. I guess most generally for a retreat like this, it's a deep lake, a bottomless, boundless lake of positive emotion. But it could have all sorts of significance. Water can be, for instance, very purifying. So this evening we're going to just do a threefold puja. And we'll focus on Shakyamuni, who embodies, it's like his heart really is this great lake of positive emotion. Which we're just moving into relation with. Over the last couple of days, we've been sort of setting up the conditions, been doing our best to touch into a sense of being available, open to life, to relax, let go, to touch into appreciation and gratitude, and to empathize, to use this incredible power of imagination that we have to put ourselves into the position of other beings and to feel things as they feel things, see things from their perspective, and all that being available to life, that relaxation, appreciation, gratitude, empathy, all help set up the conditions for metta, all set up the conditions for this loving care, kindness, which finally isn't for any reason. It's not for what anyone does for us. It really is just like the sun, it just shines and it nourishes everything that it contacts, all experience. So we're going to do the threefold puja, and often, I don't know about you, but I find that coming on retreat after a little while, I start to feel a deepening of my contact with the Dharma, and that makes me aware of how maybe I've just got a little bit out of touch here and there. It's like we come to Adishtana, we come into the presence of the Buddha, we hear some Dharma teaching, we start to meditate, we start to just touch into our deeper feelings and get more in touch with our vision. And that just makes us aware of how we got out of touch to some degree, how there have been kind of cracks have appeared perhaps in our going for refuge. So it's good, I think, to acknowledge that and to, as it were, reforge our sense of commitment, our sense of samaya, our sense of living from the Dharma, living within the influence of the three jewels and aiming to allow that influence to grow and flourish in our lives. So what I'd like us to do is we'll do the first couple of sections of the threefold puja, the opening reverence and reverence to the three jewels, And with that sense of reverencing the three jewels, we'll do three Vajrasattva mantras. I'll just do the first line, but we'll do them in unison. And we'll allow those just to purify anything which is obscured, anything which is distanced us from our connection with the refugees, our connection with the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And then we'll do the refuges and precepts in unison. And we'll, as usual, we'll do the refuges for a first time, for a second time, for a third time. And this saying, if I say a thing three times, it must be true. And often, you know how in the ordination ceremony, you chant the refuges after your preceptor three times, and then there's this question that comes, Tisarana Gamanang Sampunang, are the three refuges complete? Yeah. So what I'd suggest we do is that we chant the refuges, and with that third, that Tatiyampi refuge in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, we feel at that point, yeah, our refuges really are complete. You know, whatever little kind of cracks have appeared over the last while, whatever little kind of ways in which we got out of connection, all that's kind of come back together again. Yes, we're not perfect still, but our basic samaya, our basic relation with the three jewels has gone back together again, back into its right place. So from now on in the retreat, we practice out of that confidence. And then we'll do the precepts, and again, we can feel, okay, now I'm still not practicing the precepts perfectly, that's fine. But I'm in the right relation with them again. And then we'll finish the threefold puja, and then we'll have the Shakyamuni mantra. And while that's going on, we can make offerings. And again, we won't feel that the mantra has to go on until the offerings are finished. We'll just let the mantra go for as long as it goes. And then, assuming there's some time left, we'll just have an open meditation. Is that clear? Yeah. Okay. So we're still seated within the mandala, protected by the lotuses, vajras and flames. Gathered together as a spiritual community, practicing with one another and for one another. Right at the heart of the mandala is the Buddha. So let's just sit for a couple of minutes, feeling ourselves in that context. The threefold puja, opening reverence. We reverence the Buddha.
We reverence the Buddha.
The perfectly enlightened one.
The perfectly enlightened one.
The shower of the way.
The shower of the way.
We reverence the Dharma.
We reverence the Dharma.
The teaching of the Buddha.
The teaching of the Buddha.
Which leads from darkness to light.
Which leads from darkness to light.
We reverence the Sangha.
We reverence the Sangha.
The fellowship of the Buddha's disciples.
The fellowship of the Buddha's disciples.
That inspires and guides.
That inspires and guides.
Reverence to the three jewels. We reverence the Buddha.
We reverence the Buddha.
And aspire to follow him.
And aspire to follow him.
The Buddha was born.
The Buddha was born.
As we are born.
As we are born.
What the Buddha overcame.
What the Buddha overcame.
We too can overcome.
We too can overcome.
What the Buddha attained.
What the Buddha attained.
We too can attain.
We too can attain.
We reverence the Dharma.
We reverence the Dharma.
And aspire to follow it.
And aspire to follow it.
With body, speech and mind.
With body, speech and mind.
Until the end.
Until the end.
The truth in all its aspects.
The truth in all its aspects.
The path in all its stages.
The path in all its stages.
We aspire to study.
We aspire to study.
Practice.
Practice.
Realize.
Realize.
We reverence the Sangha.
We reverence the Sangha.
And aspire to follow it.
And aspire to follow it.
The fellowship of those.
The fellowship of those.
Who tread the way.
Who tread the way.
As one by one.
As one by one.
We make our own commitment.
We make our own commitment.
An ever widening circle.
An ever widening circle.
The Sangha grows.
The Sangha grows.
So now three Vajrasattva mantras in unison as a purification. Om Vajrasattva Samaya
Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tvenuptishta Dritvo Me Bhava Sutasyo Me Bhava Supasyo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Preja Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitam Shreya Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tathagata Vajrahame Muncha Vajri Baba Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Hat Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tvenuptishta Dritvo Me Baba Sutasyo me bhava, Sutasyo me bhava, Anurakto me bhava, Sarva siddhi me preja, Sarva karma sucha me, Chetam shreya kuru om. Ha 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 ho, Bhagavan sarva tathagata, Vajra me muncha, Vajri bhava, Mahasamaya sattva, Aum
Pat.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tvanopitishta Dritho me bhava Sutasyo me bhava Supasyo me bhava Anurakto me bhava Sarva siddhi me precha, Sarva karma sucha me,
Chitam shreya
kuru hom. Ha 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 ho, Bhagavan sarva tathagata, Vajra me muncha, Vajri bhava, Mahasamaya sattva,
That's cleared the ground. And now let's do the refuges and precepts together in unison. We'll go straight through. But after the third refuge taking, just to yourself, really feel that the refuges are complete. On a deep level.
Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami. Panatipata Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Atinadana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Musavada Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Parusavacha Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Sampapalapavacha Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Pisuna vacha Veramani Sikapadam. Samadhiyami. Avijja Veramani Sikapadam. Samadhiyami. Vyapada Veramani Sikapadam. Samadhiyami. Michadasana Veramani Sikapadam. Samadhiyami. Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu.
With deeds of loving kindness, I purify my body. With open-handed generosity, I purify my body. With stillness, simplicity, and contentment, I purify my body. With truthful communication, I purify my speech. With words kindly and gracious, I purify my speech. With utterance helpful and harmonious, I purify my speech. Abandoning covetousness for tranquility, I purify my mind. Changing hatred into compassion, I purify my mind. Transforming ignorance into wisdom, I purify my mind. So now offerings to the Buddha, and after that we'll have the Shakyamuni mantra, and we can make offerings. Reverencing the Buddha,
reverencing the Buddha,
we offer flowers.
We offer flowers.
Flowers that today,
flowers that today,
are fresh and sweetly blooming.
Are fresh and sweetly blooming.
Flowers that tomorrow,
flowers that tomorrow,
are faded and fallen.
Are faded and fallen.
Our bodies too, like flowers.
Our bodies too, like flowers.
Will pass away.
Will pass away.
Reverencing the Buddha.
Reverencing the Buddha.
We offer candles.
We offer candles.
To him who is the light.
To him who is the light.
We offer light.
We offer light.
From his greater lamp, a lesser lamp.
From his greater lamp, a lesser lamp.
We light within us.
We light within us.
The lamp of Bodhi shining.
The lamp of Bodhi shining.
Within our hearts.
Within our hearts.
Reverencing the Buddha.
Reverencing the Buddha.
We offer incense.
We offer incense.
Incense whose fragrance.
Incense whose fragrance.
Pervades the air.
Pervades the air.
The fragrance of the perfect life.
The fragrance of the perfect life.
Sweeter than incense.
Sweeter than incense.
Spreads in all directions.
Spreads in all directions.
Throughout the world.
Throughout the world.
Muni, Muni, Maha Muni, Shakyamuni Sadhu Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Sadhu
Mahamuni.
Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu, Muni, Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. Amen. Shakyamuni Sadhu Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Sadhu Muni Shakyamuni Sadhu Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni.